Well, happy Tuesday to you. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor of LifePoint Westerville. This past week, we were looking at the story of Sweet Home Alabama in our Now Playing series, this incredible love story between Melanie and Jake. And I asked my wife about, you know, why it is that these stories, these romantic comedies are so popular. And she said it's because everyone loves a great love story. And that got me thinking about how we were made for love. And there, you know, Jesus actually told an incredible love story. It's found in Luke chapter 15. It's the story of the prodigal son. You have this father who has two sons. The youngest son wants to leave and go off and do his own thing on his own terms. So he asks his father to give him his inheritance up front. And so that's exactly what he does. The father gives him the money graciously. The son goes off and does his own thing and kind of squanders all of the money and ends up in a really bad situation. And it got me thinking about how, like Melanie, we all run for our own reasons. The Bible says that we're all like sheep who have gone astray. And the young son, he had his reasons. He wanted to experience life on his own terms. In the same way, Melanie, we find out at the end of the story, she really ran to New York from a lot of brokenness that happened in their marriage very early. And that's just the reality that sometimes we run from God. And there might be many reasons why we do that. But like the young son, there was a point in the story where he realizes that he has nowhere to go except return home to his father. Coming home is always an option. And I think Melanie, at a point in the story, realized the very same thing, that maybe she actually belonged there in Alabama. Maybe she needed to connect with her roots and be a part of that. And lastly, you know, love is the key to restoration. That this incredible figure, Jake, who loved his wife for 7 years, regardless of what had happened, and just waiting to find a way to restore her to himself, in the same way the father wanted the son to return home. And when the son finally made his mind up to turn home, the father graciously grabbed him and brought him in and restored him back to the family. And all of that is just a beautiful picture of the Father's love that he has for us. Jesus told this story because he was trying to explain that, yes, the Father loves us. And that even though we may go astray, even though that we may wander away from the Father, his love supersedes our lack of ability to love him back. But it's that love that restores us. So I would say to you today that no matter where you're at, if you have wandered away from God, if you feel like your life isn't going the way you want it, there's always an option to come home. And the Father's love draws you back because you were made for that love, to be in that beautiful restorative love of the Father. So I would say to you, even today, that if you're there, just pray to the Father right now and say, God, please just have me back. Help me to turn to you. Help me to receive your love. And I would just say lastly, to those of you who experienced this love already, that you are in this loving relationship with the Father, I would say, look, maybe God wants to use you to be part of the process for another person, that through you, the way God wants to share his love with other people is going to be the tool in which people come back. I just want to encourage you with that today. And if you are in that role, I just want you to simply pray to God, God, use me as a person who can be a demonstration of your love to others. We pray that you would use me in order to be that person that would help bring someone back. Thank you guys so much. We hope that you have a great week, and we look forward to talking to you next time.